Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Deep Dominance Drive. This file will transform you into a more dominant person. Everyone has different sides in themselves, different facets to their personality. And at times you can choose to focus on those that aid you in feeling more dominant. Being dominant can be a deeply satisfying journey, one filled with exploration and education. Because a good dominant is always willing to learn more ways of taking good care of those that are important to them. Learning more about different ways to put them in their place. Learning more about themselves, how to feel more confident, more powerful. Learning more on how to listen, how to care, and how to comfort. In essence, as a good dominant, wanting to improve yourself so you can help to improve others. In many ways. Now, before I continue, let's take a moment to help clear your mind of distractions. By now, I hope you've made yourself comfortable and are open to listen to my words. Most of this will be things that you're already familiar with, just amplified in certain ways that allow you to feel even more dominant. And by the end of this file, I am sure you will awaken feeling confident in your ability to dominate really well. Now, there are different ways to clear your mind. One of them is the ever-famous countdown. Others are simply meandering sentences that move along a pattern of your mind in a path of relaxation that slowly leads into a place where your mind relaxes more. And yet, the path is never ending, leading you forwards deeper and deeper into that wonderfully, blissfully blank state where your mind is open to receive and listen and learn, absorbing the information easily, drifting from point to point, and even letting your thoughts melt together for a moment so they can reform into a more powerful place where you feel confident about your knowledge and ability to listen, to lead, and to instruct. So while you focus on my words, allow yourself to simply drop into that state where your thoughts drift even easier. Deep inside yourself, there is a core, a presence, a certainty of who you are. When you approach this part of yourself, the closer you are, the more confident you become. As you approach the center of your being, you can feel more certain, powerful, dominant, strong. You know who you are. You know what you can be. And with that, you have the building blocks for something beautiful. Building up responsibility together with your confidence. Knowing that you want to listen, to consider, to feel empathy and sympathy for those in your care. Showing kindness and comfort in the moments they need it. Being open for communication and feedback, encouraging those that correct you. One of the really fun things of being dominant is you can always seek out new ways to use your dominance. Learning new techniques and new possibilities, all new ways to play with them. As you're focused on this part of yourself, you also realize that a good dominant controls themselves. They can dominate with a whisper, showing their confidence, their leading in every movement, every word. Subtly influencing thoughts and desires through the simplest actions. Sometimes by showing that you care, while at other times correcting. Feeling authoritarian and powerful. Strong in your presence, yet mindful of those around you, with care and consideration for both those you care for and others around you. As a dominant, you are allowed to be a diplomat, because your words, your direction counts, and you can do so with respect to those in your care. You can show that you are both strong and confident, and that you are respectful in your behavior. What's really nice about being a dominant is that the more you do it, the better you get at it. Like any skill, it improves over time, and the more you're willing to open up, to learn, to listen, the better you will be able to lead. As you direct, command, and control, every lesson that you've learned can help you. As you consider devious or delicious plans for those in your care, the more you learn, the more elaborate you can make this. Dominating with a whisper, with a simple movement. And the more you accept that power inside of you, that deep, dominant drive, the part of you that knows who you are, what you can be, that your opinion has value and worth, that your desire to learn and grow makes it all the more fun and nice for those you care for. A willingness to learn, to grow, and to understand, and embracing your ability to do so. You can do all of this. You are strong. You are powerful. You are confident. You are able to lead those you care for where they need to be. You are capable of giving them comfort and aftercare. You are mindful of their state, both mental and physical. You can show respect and restraint, controlling yourself before anyone else. You can lead by example, sharing your kindness and consideration, your empathy and sympathy with those around you. You are able to do all of this. Your deep, dominant drive can only grow. The more you are open and willing to improve and develop it, the more powerful, dominant, and strong you will become. And whoever has the pleasure of being under your care and consideration undoubtedly will appreciate your efforts to be a good dominant. In a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you can continue in this state. Otherwise, you will awaken with wonderful awareness and a really strong, powerful feeling of dominance that can remain with you as long as you desire and will fade as you wish it. Good luck and take care.